The Zulu Wars, 1888.
Morning, Ainsworth.
Morning, Packenham. Sleep well? Not bad. Bit to shreds, though. Must be a hole in the bloody mosquito net.
Yeah, savage little blighters, aren't they? Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Cedric.
I'm afraid Perkins got rather badly bitten during the night.
Well, so did we.
Yes, but I do think Doctor ought to see him.
I'll go and fetch him, then.
Thank you, Arthur.
Suppose I'd better go along. Coming, Packenham?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Ah, morning, Perkins.
Morning, sir.
What's all the trouble, then?
Bitten, sir, during the night.
Whole leg gone, eh?
Yes.
How's it feel?
Stings a bit. Well, it would, wouldn't it?
That's, quite a bite you've got there, eh?
Yes. A real beauty, isn't it?
Any idea how it happened?
None whatsoever. Complete mystery to me. Woke up just now. One sock too many.
Well, we sent for the doctor.
Oh, hardly worth it,
well,
is it?
Oh, yes, better safe than sorry. Ah, hello, Doc.
Morning. I came as fast as I could. Is, something up?
Yes, so during the night, old Perkins got his leg bitten sort of off.
Been in the wars, have we?
Yes.
Well, let's have a look at this one leg of yours, then, eh? Yes, yes, yes. Well, this is nothing to worry about.
Oh, good.
Yes, there's a lot of it about, probably a virus. Keep warm, plenty of rest, and if you're playing football or anything, try and favour the other leg.
Oh, right-o.
It's right as rain in a couple of days.
Oh, thanks for the reassurance, Doc.
Not at all. That's what I'm here for. Any other problems I can reassure you about?
No, I'm fine.
Jolly good. Well, must be off.
So it'll just grow back again, then, will it?
I think I'd better come clean with you about this. It's not a virus, I'm afraid. You see, a virus is what we doctors call very, very small. So small it could not possibly have made off with a whole leg. What we're looking for here is, I think, and this is no more than educated guess, I'd like to make that clear, is some multicellular life form with stripes, huge, razor-sharp teeth, about 11 foot long, and of the genus Felis horribilis. What we doctors, in fact, call a tiger.
A tiger?
A tiger in Africa?
A tiger in Africa?
It's probably escaped from the zoo.
Doesn't sound very likely to me.
Sir, the attack's over, sir. The Zulus are retreating.
Oh, jolly good.
Quite a lot of casualties there, sir. Mm-hmm. Sea division wiped out, yes. Signals gone, 30 yes. men killed in
yes.
F section.
I see.
I should think about 150 men altogether, sir.
Jolly good.
I've got the final figures, sir, but there's a lot of seriously wounded in the combat.
Yes, well, the thing is, Sergeant, I've got a bit of a problem here. One of the officers has lost a leg.
Oh, no, sir.
I'm afraid so. Probably a tiger.
In Africa?
The MO says we can stitch it back on if we can find it immediately.
Right, sir. Oh, I'll organise a party right away, sir.
Well, it's hardly the time for that, is it, Sergeant?
A search party.
Oh, much better idea. I'll tell you what. Organise one straight away.
Yes, sir.
All that day and much of the next night, the search party pursued their quest for Perkins' missing leg. Deeper and deeper into the jungle they went, waiting with incredible patience for their servants to cut down the huge trees and savage twisting lianas. They found the legs of many creatures, including a matching pair belonging to a Swiss missionary, and an almost hairless left leg, identifiable only by a faded Victory brand sock suspender. The next morning found them with 15 legs, only one of them British, and none the same colour as Perkins. Worse still, they were entering the darkest, densest part of the whole soundtrack album. Legendary middle of side two. Growing panic gripped them. They began to hallucinate, dreaming in their wildest moments. They were Henry Kissinger's uncle and auntie.